Russ Jordan here with you on Going Across the Mountain, and want to welcome in my good buddy and good friend and all-around great guitar player, Mr. Wayne Henderson, come out to help us during our fun drive this afternoon. Wayne, how you doing?
Well, thanks, Russ. Sorry that you had to wait for 2 or 3 years on it and all that stuff, but I got it fixed up for you, and I've got it here today anyway.
Wayne wanted to mention that this past year you got, I guess the National Endowment for the Arts is the ones that gives this out. You can correct me if I don't have all the titles right, but you were one of the National Heritage Fellowship Award winners.
Well, I guess they feel sorry for a hillbilly once in a while, you know, and they gave me that award, and I was mighty proud to get it. It's they give out about 12 of them a year to people over the country, either musicians or artists.
You know, I might go ahead and announce that we hadn't plugged this any this week. We had said that Wayne was coming down, but Wayne brought a real special friend of all of us. Doc Watson's over in a classroom. He's going to be on air with us a little bit later on, so I hope you folks that are listening will stay with us. This is going to be kind of a guitar afternoon here on Going Across the Mountain. Wayne, you got one you want to pick on that new D18 sort of guitar
there? I'll be sort of nervous here just sitting by myself, but... Sound like it's in pretty good tune and everything. It just got strings on it last night, so if it gets a little out, it might need some little drying out. It also smells like lacquer, too. You know, I said we all may be high on lacquer fumes in this little studio by the time we get through. How about playing one good finger pick tune? Might be one I could get through here, one called Freight Train.
That sounds pretty.
Thank you.
And that's old Libba Cotton's Freight Train. And might mention that's on a new release that Wayne's got. He and Steve Kaufman got a new one out called Not Much Work for Saturday. How'd you and Steve happen to decide to do a record together?
Well, we'd talked about it for years. You know, Steve's a real good friend of mine. And I guess the first time I ever met him, probably in the 70s, like I meet most of my picker friends, he came into my shop to get his guitar worked on. And when he come to pick it up to try it out, I could not believe, you know, when he sat down to pick it, I'd never heard anybody play a guitar like that. He wore it out from one end to the other, you know, and I've always been a fan of his ever since, and he's a real super nice guy, too, besides being such a talented player. And we'd always talked about recordings. I'm not always worried about it because I was, you know, afraid I couldn't keep up with him, you know, and which I got the thing, well, nobody else can anyway, so... Why worry about it? And I'll just play sort of simple stuff and let him do the fancy stuff. And so we finally, this last year, got together, and my record company was wanting me to do another record. And I said, well, me and old Steve Kaufman's always wanted to pick some and together, and that gives me an opportunity to pick with him. And Hey Holler Records was, you know, glad to put it out. So we got to play some tunes together and record them.
Well, that's great. I saw you and Steve do a a workshop up at Wilkesboro one time, and you made some comment to the fact that you felt like you were hunting with the game warden, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was having to do a had to do a workshop with Steve and that Bethy fella from over in Italy and Jack Lawrence and maybe another hot picker or two or somebody, and I told him I felt like I'd gone fishing and, with four game wardens.
Wayne, that first number you did was a traditional finger-picking tune, and I guess the thing that you're actually most known for is what most people would describe as flat picking, but you do it with your fingers. I was going to get you to describe that to people that maybe haven't seen you play, but maybe have heard you on the radio and thought you were playing with a flat pick.
Well, I guess it's just sort of a strange way of playing. I guess I just learned to play with these picks, and my father was a fiddle player who played all those old fiddle tunes, and it was hard to figure out some way to do it, you know, with a finger style. And so I just, what I do, I pick all my down strokes with my thumb and up with my front finger. And once in a while, I throw in a roll, maybe like a banjo player would do. But it's just sort of an odd way of playing, but just happened to be the only way I could do it.
And there was somebody up in your neck of the woods that played in a similar style?
Yeah, E.C. Ball was my neighbor, and I know you play his music on your show, and we all appreciate that. And he was, you know, one of my first inspirations as a guitar player, and of course he always had his opinion about everything, and it was pretty much as the way it had to be. And he told me, he said, "Boy, if you're gonna learn how to play that guitar, you're gonna have to get you some finger picks." You know, that's the way he played, and all we'd ever heard was Chet Atkins and Mother Maybelle, and that's the way they both done it. And I didn't get any Doc Watson records till the '60s, and I'd never heard tell of a flat pick. And anyway, that's sort of got me into using my finger picks, but I still had to have some way of picking out those single note licks so I could play fiddle tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of come about accidentally, I guess, and that's the way I've played ever since.
Wayne, you want to pick us a little fiddle tune? We were talking about that flat picking style.
Okay. How about an old tune? I haven't ever recorded this on anything, or it's not on our new stuff, but one I've heard the old-time fiddle players play a lot of, one called Big Sioti. Have you ever heard that tune?
Yeah, Jerry Douglas and Russ Barenberg,
right.
And those guys.
Oh, yeah, they probably do it upright now. I don't know whether I was
trying to. Yeah, you do it upright. Boy, that sounded nice.
Thank you.
Wayne, you're getting ready to take a pretty big trip. You want to share that with us?
Well, I'm getting ready to leave out of the country. I really don't like being away from Rugby, Virginia too much, unless it's to come off down to a nice place like this. And it was nice to get out of that. It's snowing up at the house this morning. The place is white everywhere because I live up on top of the mountain. But we're fixing to take off next Saturday. I'm going with Jeff Little. He's the wild piano player that plays on my other records that you play on here some. And we're going off to over in sort of close to the Middle East and Africa, and like a United States Information Agency tour. And we're going to Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Pakistan, Oman, and two or three other places around there I can't remember. And then we're going to a couple of places in Africa, Tanzania and Uganda.
Wow.
And I think get to stop in Switzerland on the way back, maybe.
And this is the second trip to that part of the world for you?
Well, I did one in 1982. I guess that's like 14 years ago or something. And that was a real neat trip because we went to Asia. We went to Thailand and Taiwan. I wouldn't want to be in Taiwan right now, but Philippines and Korea and got to go. I got to be part of a bluegrass band that time, and the two of the players in that band was Red Rector and Don Stover.
Oh gosh,
and that was really a trip to get to be out with those guys. Now they're I don't know if you've ever been around those fellas much or not. Of course, Red's passed on now, but they really like to go on with a lot of foolishness, part of their show. You know, these corny jokes and everything, and they could not help doing that, which got no response over there. You know. But they would still do it anyway. I guess they've just been doing it so long that they couldn't help it. We got a kick out of it, though.
Yeah, I've got an old album at home where Don Stover was talking about when he was writing Things of Life, and he was talking about there being beer in the refrigerator and going back and forth to the refrigerator. I can't remember the whole story. I have to bring that thing in and play it sometime. It was a pretty neat story.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to really be something, and hope everything goes great for you guys.
Well,
over there.
I hope so. I'll be just tickled to death to get back to the mountains here, and it'll be big excitement, and it'll be the probably one of the worst thing about it. Won't get to go to the Watson Festival. It'll be the first time since it's been going that I've missed one of those, and you know, it's sort of bad just to be away from this neck of the woods at this time of year. You know, it's so beautiful up there, and everything, but it'll still be pretty in early May when we get back.
Wayne, I want to ask you let you share a little bit about your guitar build, and you come somewhat out of the Martin tradition, but maybe you do a couple of things a little differently. You want to talk about that, your top bracing or?
Yeah, well, usually people ask me how I build these guitars, and I pretty much always tell them the same thing. I just make sure I get really good high quality wood, some good mahogany, spruce, and rosewood. Thing like that, and a good sharp whittling knife, and you cut off everything that don't look like a guitar.
that's all there is to it.
That's
huh?
all there is to it. If it wasn't that simple, I couldn't do it, I don't think. But I do use, you know, like traditional old Martin patterns, you know, from like bracing patterns and things, and I change a few little things on them to make it look like one of my guitars, you know, the peg heads and necks and bridges and a few little things that you learn by doing repair work for 30 years, you know, that needs to be changed and fixed and things.
Yeah, there's some pretty well-known people got your instruments. I know Peter Owen plays one of your guitars and one of your mandolins, and I don't know who else, but maybe if you want to drop a couple of names, you can do that.
Well, let's see. Most of them are for friends and people I know, you know, that are not, you know, just real big-time musicians, but they're known in their communities, and I made one for John Cephas. He's a great blues player.
Absolutely.
And I had an inquiry a while back that I don't know whether I'll get around to doing it or not, because it'd be hard to get it to him, but Eric Clapton is really interested in one of my guitars.
Wow.
And I have a picture of him playing one and a CD at home of him sitting talking about it and telling how much he likes it, and he'd like to have one just like the one he was playing. And
was that John Cephas' guitar he was playing?
No, he was playing another, Tim Duffy's guitar.
Uh-huh.
A fellow that's down from around Winston, and was up to New York to have a meeting with him about recording equipment. And I told him, well, if you're going up there to see him, show him your guitar. You know, and he said he didn't have to show it to him. He said he grabbed it the first thing when he came in, so he's evidently a guitar freak.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a tape or a CD of him. He had machinery there to pop out a CD right when you're doing it, of him playing and talking about it.
All right. And we'd like to welcome Doc Watson in to Going Across the Mountain this afternoon. Doc, how's it going?
Hello, Russ. It's good to be here. And I reckon if I felt any better, I'd have to see the doctor to see if something's wrong. You know, I feel awful good for my age. And
well, you look good.
It's a beautiful day out there. If it was a little warmer, it'd be perfect.
Hey, I need to thank Brother Russ Jordan. I mean, Rob Jordan, my older brother. Last time you were down here, you told me you wish I had a copy of that record that you and Chet Atkins made together. And he was kind enough to loan it to me. And that was really a good record you guys made.
Well, we sure had a lot of fun. Let me tell you a little story about that. The first day and that during the sessions, I think we did two sessions, we just got acquainted. We threw all that away, and the second day we went in there and did the whole album in a session and a half.
Wow.
Just sat down and picked, and all at once it came out pretty good. The only thing I had to do over, T. Michael wasn't satisfied with his bass, and he went over to Chet's house and overdubbed all the bass tracks, every one of them. And that made the record.
Well, I hope somebody will see fit to reissue that thing at some point. It's been out of print for a while.
I wish Sugar Hill would get it. They'd keep it in the catalog a while.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's getting to be springtime of the year, and we're going to talk about this more later on, but sure looking forward to Merle Fest coming up in a couple.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to have to do a whole lot of picking, but the folks that come and all of those good old boys that come to pick and grin, they just make it such an easy job.
Boy, they do, and seem like they all want Doc to pick one with them, don't they?
Yeah, I can't pick one with everybody, though. It'd be a little too much. When I was Charles, Wayne's pretty young yet, too. When I was the age of either one of those boys, I guess I could have stayed in there and done the whole thing, but that'd be a chore for 4 days, you know?
Yeah. I tell you what, we thought might get you and Wayne to pick one, and we'll throw it down to the pledge table, and then they'll talk about the festival, and then we'll come back up this way and talk about a little more, maybe do some more music. You and Wayne got one picked out you want to do?
Wayne, why don't you tell them what this song is?
Okay, this is one that was on our last record, and I was fortunate enough to have Doc to play on it, and this is a tune about the old Tomcat. And I think Doc said something about learning this from an old Riley Puckett record. And
that's where I got it, Wayne.
And I sure appreciate Doc doing this on our record. I'm going to try to kick it off. We haven't played it together too much since then, I don't guess.
Well, we'll try it, see what we can do with it.
We'll give it a try here. One called The Cat Came Back.
Old Uncle John had troubles of his own. He had an Indiana cat that wouldn't leave home. Trying a half a dozen times to give the cat away, but the cat loved his master and he just wouldn't stay. The cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, cause he couldn't stay away. Now young'uns, all of you that love cats, that cat wasn't the kind of cat you could pet. He was mean. He killed all the little chickens at the farm, and he ate up all the eggs in the hen's nest now. And this farmer got mad and he said, farmer said he'd kill a cat and he would never fail. He loaded up a shotgun with dynamite and nails. He waited on the corner for the cat to come around. About a half a dozen pieces of the man was all they found. But the cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, cause he couldn't stay away. Pick it, Wayne.
Watson and Wayne Henderson live on Going Across the Mountain. Boy, that sounded great, guys. Well, you got Brother Wayne back up there with you. What y'all got picked out?
We're going to do a little picking here instead of me singing, running my big mouth. Wayne, what would you like to pick?
What about that Florida blues? I love to hear you do that.
We'll try it one time.
Yeah, the Florida Blues. That's an old Fiddlin' Arthur Smith number, I guess.
Did Arthur come up with that?
I guess he did. I think so. Did you ever run up on him, Doc?
Never met him. I've enjoyed his music a lot, but I never met him.
He has a son that his name's Ernest. He lives up in Madison County, I think it is. He came down and visited us one Sunday here on WNCW.
Can he fiddle?
No, he's a guitar picker and a good singer, too. Yeah. And if Ernest is listening in, we'll say howdy to him. Well, boy, this has certainly been fun this afternoon. You guys don't know how much I appreciate you coming down. We've
enjoyed it.
Yeah, we want to thank Herb for riding down, too. Herb Key came down with you guys. We don't have him in the control room here, but I think he's good company for you, isn't he?
Good bass player, too.
He is an awful good bass player. Wayne, we want to wish you good travels as you go overseas.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that.
Again, I appreciate you bringing that box down.
I
do a little trading, but that one's staying with me.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. I just hope you get some use out of it and enjoy it.
Well, I hope some of those hot licks rub off on you, to be honest. Yeah. Doc, we certainly look forward to the festival. I'll be up there doing a little help out where I can. And
thank you, Russ. And I'm kind of looking forward to it myself. Always do.
And it's going to be a great time. You guys want to pick one more and let you guys head back up north?
Wayne, I'll keep up with you on this if you don't get it too fast.
Okay.
Mighty fine. Alabama Jubilee, Doc Watson and Wayne Henderson. Thank you again so much. Charles, I didn't mean to ignore you a second ago. I want to thank you for coming down this afternoon as well. It was great hearing you sing, and I'd not gotten to hear you play with Doc before, but looking forward to hearing it more times down the road.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate all your work you do for us and our music and everything.
Yeah, man.
All right.